RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The good, the bad, the ugly right now. I think if you listen to me long enough, you know I love nothing more than the drop back passing game. You see the quarterback drop back, pick the defense apart, thread the needle, throw it over the top. I love that. I love my favorite players in football have always been quarterbacks. Just because. But there's nothing better. My good this week is seeing a Hall of Famer still at the top of his game in Derrick Henry. 36 carries, 216 yards, 4 touchdowns. Man, that to me, and I'm just not a fan of the running game.
Greatest rushing performance in Lambeau history.
Think about the Hall of Famers that have been through there.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the greatest, I didn't know that till just now.
Yeah.
It was just a thing of beauty to watch him work. You know what I mean? Sometimes you look at an athlete and say, it was an honor to watch you. Saturday night was an honor to watch Derrick Henry go to work. You're looking at a guy who's going straight to Canton, first ballot guy, and arguably, one of the greatest running backs of all time. And he proved on Saturday why he is one of the greatest running backs of all time. That's just old school running the football, making you miss, throwing you off me, running over you, running by you. He beat them in every way he could beat them. That's my good for the week. Mike Preston, what's your bad?
My bad, Ravens secondary. What's going on
I
there?
I thought that was going to ugly.
Yeah, we can go back and forth on that one. But, man, Malik Willis, he's the backup quarterback. He rushed 9 times for 60 yards. And they gave up leverage on those outside run plays where he scored those touchdowns. Like, what are you thinking? You know he's a running quarterback. You got to keep him inside. You can't let him get outside. But yet, Marlon Humphrey did it. Nate Wiggins did it. Scored twice. And then he threw 18 of 21 passes for 288 yards, including passes of 39, 30, 40, 34 yards. Something has to give here. They got to get better. And they get to the postseason, and they will get to the postseason because Pittsburgh is just in shock. They don't have any receivers. Their quarterback is just pitching around the corner all the time. This is bad football. The Ravens will win, and they'll go up there with anger, and they'll win. But then they have to come back home, and they're going to play good quarterbacks, and we'll see what happens. But the secondary has to improve.
410-583-1057 is the number. Jeremy Kahn, what's bad? What's ugly? I'm sorry.
Well, what's ugly is, and I don't know how much you guys got to see this. So we had the Raiders and the Giants going at it, and the loser of that game wins essentially the number one overall pick or has the road to it. You just got to lose next week and you're guaranteed it, I believe, or maybe they're guaranteed it already. But the Raiders should end up with the number one overall pick. But before that game, we saw the Giants say their left tackle had a hamstring injury.
Uh-huh.
We saw other players that were sitting because of injury. And then Max Crosby was told by the Raiders that they're sitting him out the last two games, to which he said, I'm healthy enough to play. And then they IR'd him. So he videoed himself playing basketball at his house and jumping on a trampoline and sent it out. There is something that's going to be said about this league, and they need to figure it out, of the whole tanking situation. Because in the letter of the law, I have no problem with what the teams were doing.
Is that Max Crosby trying to force his way out of
Vegas? He has a very favorable contract to trade, even though he's getting paid. You might have to finagle it a little bit, but you still can trade for that. A lot of people want to see the Ravens make a move for him, but I think it's going to cost you a first-round pick plus. We'll see. I don't know about his age and everything and how it ties in with his contract, but It's a very ugly look for the league when a team tells you a guy's not healthy enough to play, and he's out there dunking a basketball and jumping on a trampoline, and he has a knee injury. So you can do with it what you want, but I think there's a lot of ugly things about this league, and this is one of them now.
Let's go to Rock Hall and get Michael. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Just a couple of quick points, if I may. I was at the game Saturday and enjoyed it, obviously. And, Rob, I give you credit for stating your opinion about Snoop. I have to disagree with it. And I also give Mike credit for his article. I think it's better to put those topics on the table. And hopefully fans will understand that even though Lamar is phenomenal talent, you got to look at the composition of the entire team. And if you got to pay one guy $77 million next year, what does that lead you to improve the offensive line, the defensive line? Makes it very difficult. As to Snoop.
Hey, Michael, are you on speakerphone, Michael? Because it's really bad.
Yeah, is that,
could you take it off speakerphone?
Yeah, I will. Hold on.
Yeah, here we go.
Almost. I'm trying. Hold on.
Yep, we almost.
He's better. He's better.
How's that?
It's much better. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. As far as Snoop, the guy's an accurate passer. I didn't see a bad ball.
Look, he didn't throw one over 15 yards.
12.
Yeah. Excuse me.
But he got him. He put the ball in a position where the receivers could catch him.
Let me ask you a question, Michael, when it comes down to this. Are you winning a Super Bowl with Snoop?
I don't know.
That to me is the question. There's no other question for me. And how much you paying this guy, how much you paying that guy, are you winning a Super Bowl with him? Catonsville, Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to give you props for coming in and sitting on the hot seat, man. You always been a stand-up guy since I've known you. And
thank you.
I have two sons.
Man, don't give him credit, Kevin. Kevin, don't give him credit, man. I had to go get him. Yeah. I had to go drag his ass out the house, and he came kicking and screaming. Don't give him no credit.
He was
credit.
Praying for snow.
Exactly. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, Rob, I gotta call it like I see it, like, you know. I have two sons. They into journalism and sports reporting. Anytime I have a question or they have a question, reach out to Mike. Mike helps them out. So for that, Mike, you gonna always be my guy.
All right.
However,
conjunction.
Oh, you set me up.
Conjunction.
Oh man,
conjunction.
You're so wrong.
You summoned.
No, man. Hey, but you know, you as a columnist, you write what you write from what you see and what you know, and it's nothing wrong with saying yes. Lamar is a 3-time MVP. I'm with you, Jeremy, but he could take. There's room where he could take it to another level by doing some things. And
yes.
I think that's what Mike pointed out.
And I agree.
And there's nothing wrong with that, you know? So, Mike, keep doing your thing, man.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I need 3 blowouts on your next 3 games.
You got
man.
One this weekend. Blowouts.
Well, I got. Well, no, we're going
you're
to
the score.
We're going to Atlanta on New Year's Day. We got games on the 2nd and 3rd. I don't, you know.
Rob those out are, here running
those
the score
those
up.
Those are tough games, Kevin.
Southern Maryland
tough
teams.
Games.
Hey, Rob, you're over. I heard you're over with 200. 200 on the next game.
No, that's what you got to pay him to get him to run it up. You're getting mixed reports, man. Call me.
Oh, my gosh. AFC North report is a heck of a report at 8:45, but on the other side, we're giving out game balls on the fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Giving out game balls, 410-583-1057, that's the number. If you want to give out a game ball, Jeremy Cohn, who gets your game ball?
Yeah, my first guy sounds like a bad guy in comic books.
Game ball, not MVPs.
My game ball. Oh, man, whatever. Oh, I gave it to the obvious one, so get me out of the way. The guy with four touchdowns, yeah. The guy with everything, all the yards, Derrick Henry gets my game ball. So I'll give it to him. I mean, obviously, you guys can look at the game. 36 carries to go on top of it. The shot of him walking at the steps in Green Bay and even saying this is the greatest running back performance at Lambeau Field in the history of the league. Just impressive. And then after the game, him going, I'm built for this. This is why I work so hard on my body so I can do this. And it's great that John Harbaugh can finally see that he's able to do it now after his career of doing it and then not doing it here this year because they don't give him the ball.
My game ball goes to the guy that called the plays to give him 36 carries. That's Todd Monken. It was a noble thought to run Derrick Henry and not take him out of the game at the biggest moments of the game. I never thought he would get 36 carries, but I thought he would get at least 20 to 25. I'm not upset with 36 either. The first quarter was obvious. They had a game plan. They were going to feed 22. And sometimes they go into it with looking like they had that game plan, and all of a sudden, Mike, they just change it for no apparent reason. Let's change. Why? Because now that they know that we're going to run, let's do something else because they know we're going to run. No, as many people they put in that box, Ravens kept running and kept running and kept running because they couldn't stop the run. Don't stop until they make you stop.
Right.
Who gets your game ball?
Offensive line. I mean, I've been on those guys all year, and they stepped up. I gave them a B-plus as grades, but you have 307 yards rushing, and you have 414 yards of total offense. And then I like some of the heavy jumbo stuff they brought in with Ronnie Stanley, and they shifted him over to like a tight end position. And he was on the field, and then they go around the corner, and I'm like, okay, they figured this out. Charlie Kohler, Andrews, they're using two tight ends. They went heavy, and they loaded up on him. So I give the offensive line major, major props.
I actually missed and messed up here. My game ball was going to the Browns. That's what I had listed when I sent it out.
You said that early. I thought Maybe you switched to something.
No, I'll give out two game balls. I mean, Derrick Henry was an obvious one. I made you guys work a little bit harder. That's all it was. But when you look at what the Browns did coming into that game, I'm watching Myles Garrett, and I'm like, man, I hope he gets this damn sack. he's been – it's back-to-back weeks of zeros. Yeah. Or he got a half a sack last week, And it got him. So, but with the Browns coming out the way that they did, making some big plays, Harold Fannin Jr. playing with a pulled groin, the ball gets tossed up to him for the lone touchdown pass in the game. He jumps up, makes a play, rolls in the end zone, out for the rest of the game. Like I said, the Browns getting you a win and giving you an opportunity now to face the Steelers team it's dreadful in the wide receiving room for the Steelers.
Yeah, they're bad. That's a bad football team. And maybe they'll regroup. I mean, because they're at home, and it's on national TV and the whole bit. But, man, that team looked totally unorganized and totally lost. And Aaron Rodgers looked bad without his top receivers.
It's funny to me. I had somebody send me a message saying that you're a Shador hater. You brought up Shador when you didn't have to.
Me.
Which, that's fine. But sometimes people get lines crossed about being a realist and being an apologist or whatever you want to call it because – if you've watched him play, he hasn't played well, but he's a rookie. And I've been saying this all year long. For the people that go out there and blindly defend him, and he's got 10 picks in his, what, five games?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. He has not played well. He's and not. He made some rookie mistakes yesterday. Yeah. And again,
he made a couple of great throws, but he made a couple of horrible throws.
Well, terrible throws.
Yeah.
And when I brought him up, it was two separate occasions talking about that list of the quarterbacks that were up at the top end, that Drake May was number one. He was last out of the top 40. And then also talking about the throw he made when the game was on the line of chucking one up across his body. It was a rookie mistake. And of course, people are going to go, well, Jerry Judy's got to help him out more. Don't throw that dumbass pass.
His delivery's slow. Everything about him is slow because he drops the ball down and then he picks it back up and he wants to throw. Can't do that in the NFL. The game is so much faster.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you a couple things when you get to this league. One, don't drop the ball. Two, don't pat the ball.
Yeah. That was the thing he was doing before he came into the league, too.
And just chuck it and let it go.
Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? First of all, let me just say happy New Year to you guys. You know what I'm saying? Happy holidays and everything. And Rob, I just want to really commend you and say thank you for, you know, bringing Mike's ass to the show. You got him out of Dunkin' Donuts. DDP eating them damn jelly donuts. That's what it is. Jeremy, I sent you a video, right? One of the biggest YouTubers talking about this whole Mike Preston's article. So, yeah, you know what, Mike? You know, you my guy and everything, right? But, you know, you bring out all the haters, people that already hated Lamar, you make them hate him even more. But here's my question to you, sir. Why don't you ever talk about those bum quarterbacks we had before we had Lamar? Because I remember those days, and I don't want to go back to any of those days. But with the exception of Joe Flacco, look at all the other bums you go down the list. Ain't none of them win no MVP. Hey,
Brian, let me stop you here. Did you ever go back and look at that list of I've put in on all the quarterbacks they had? Tony, Stoney, Baloney. Phony. I've talked about those guys forever, so I don't know where you're coming from with this one, but nice try. Nice try.
Let's go to Dundalk, get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good, good. Let me get off speaker before I get back. Just wanted to say about all the Lamar haters calling in. You know, Brian brought up a good point just a few minutes ago. Be careful what you wish for. You know, I had a bad feeling that if Snoop had a great game, everybody's going to be anointing him the, you know, Super Bowl MVP. Guy's a solid backup.
Backup.
That's what he is, and that's all he is. And your number one quarterback is banged up, and give him a break. You know, all these fans saying they're selling their tickets. PSLs, because Lamar's playing bad's baloney. I'm an ex PSL holder. I gave up my tickets for financial reasons, but ain't no way I'm giving my PSL up because the guy's playing bad. Hang in there, Baltimore. Hey,
so wait a minute, Mike. You call it Mike? You call him BS on that caller?
Oh,
what
yeah,
caller?
I thought I was the only one.
BS, man. And hey, you don't want to stay on the bus. Jump off and walk. I'm staying on the bus and riding it all the way through.
We had people behind us, people in front of us, and they all sold their tickets because Lamar.
The guy that had one of the greatest seasons last year I've ever seen.
I thought I was the only one calling BS on that. More fan reaction at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, our Coach's Corner sound from the post-game press conference on The Fan.
You can't. It's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. You know, I mean, it was hard downhill running, but also a lot of make miss. I mean, he's making guys miss. He's taking it inside, taking it outside. You'd be remiss not to talk about the offensive line and the tight ends, but also the wide receivers. I'm gonna tell you, when you watch that tape, you guys go back and watch the tape, you're gonna see everybody blocking, including the wide receivers. I mean, I got little Zay out there blocking people. Bate is blocking people. Hop is blocking people. They all are. 81's in there fighting, blocking people. I mean, it's that's what I'm talking about. You talk about a team that cares about one another.
That's Zay Flowers' rap name, Lil Zay.
I'm sitting here laughing because they didn't have a choice. You didn't throw the football. They had to go out and block. They were just trying to stay warm. Nah, man, but it is nice to, like, again, team effort with all the things that Harbaugh said. But I think the fact of the matter is seeing the team come out and play the way they did in a must-win game kind of gives you maybe a sliver of hope this week and an end to the playoffs.
Very, very physical game plan by the Baltimore Ravens on Saturday night. Coach, was it intentional?
I don't really want to connect those two things because they're both true, but we're intentional about that every week. We want to play that way every single week, and we are physical every single week. I thought it really expressed itself today for sure. And we were able to move the change. We were able to stay on the field. We did the things to stay on the field and extend the drives. We've been doing those things all year, but something would intercede and knock us off the field, and we did get a chance to express that physicality with more plays. We got the plays today. We got the time of possession today that we hadn't had in other games sometimes. So just really proud of that. I think that's the difference.
Do you think they're intentionally physical every week, Mike Preston?
No, and they certainly weren't physical in the first part of the year when they went 1-5, because there were times when we would come in here and just say, this doesn't look like a Harbaugh coach team.
I thought the Lions smacked them with both sides of the hand and how physical, especially in the fourth quarter.
They did not look like that team that always tries really hard and plays hard. But Saturday, they looked like that team. And they loaded up, and they were intentional, and they came out and were physical, and they wanted to prove that, and they wanted to show that. And for 2 weeks, their offense has been very good at running the football. Let's see if that carries over.
Yeah, let's hope so. When did the Ravens set the tone? Some say after that first touchdown. This is what John Harbaugh had to say.
Probably really critical. I would say, you know, Tyler can answer that, but I felt good about it. It sure made me feel confident. You know, I was happy to see it. Got us off on the right foot. Got the lead. That was good for us, too. We ended up taking the ball. We don't always do that. Got the lead. That was big.
You know, and you talked about getting the ball first, which they don't normally do. Coach Harbaugh talked about what went behind that decision.
It was twofold. It was try to get the lead. And I thought we could do it, you know, but also the wind, because that wind was howling in that one direction down there. So that was the bonus to that was we would have the wind in the fourth quarter at our back for Tyler Loop if we needed it.
And that also explains probably because he knew if we take the ball first, the Packers were probably going to give us the wind in our faces to start the game, which wasn't very smart, which probably went into them running the football so much in that first quarter.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of funny, too, to look at you know, the way that this sets up, knowing their history, because there is a bonus to, we've all talked about it, stealing points before the half and then getting the ball at the second half. It feels like you got a turnover, right? I understand the way that everything sets up, and it's nice to have the ball and you play the first half accordingly to knowing that you're getting the ball in the second half. The converse of this is doing exactly what they did, getting the ball and forcing a team to play your game, getting a lead and forcing them to chase you, especially even with a backup quarterback. Did a good job. I mean, the game plan coming in worked.
Yeah.
So.
We all wondered about this kind of out loud during the game, and Jonas Schaefer even asked John Harbaugh about it after the game. Was that a different play sheet?
Oh, no. The same play sheet I always have. Yeah.
Yeah. We all wondered, so, you know, I was glad Jonas asked about it because it just looked like something a little bit different, Mike.
It was. I mean, I've never seen him with a play sheet. And maybe he'll go in and study at halftime, or maybe he'll come out and look at it again briefly in the third or fourth quarter. But I've never seen that before. That was unusual.
Ravens get a big win, 41-24 over the Green Bay Packers on the road. Coach, what was the post-game speech like?
The heart of the message is just how much I'm proud. It's like my dad texts after every single win, and he said, this may be your team's greatest win ever. He says it every week. And every week he's right. And he's especially right this week, too. And that's how I started off the meeting after we prayed and gave glory and honor to where it belongs. This was probably our greatest win ever. I'd have to quote my dad on that one.
Now, was he saying his dad only calls after every win, or was he telling the message that his dad gives after every win?
No, it's telling my dad calls after every win is what he said.
And this is your greatest win ever.
He didn't say my dad calls after every game. He said my dad calls after every win.
But I think it's kind of a
or text after
play on every play on words.
You think so?
I think his dad calls after every game.
I think Jack Harbaugh's full of piss and vinegar, and he said, "We're with you, winner tie, son. Your brother's winning." Does he do the Dion thing at the end of the week, John? Because you guys won this weekend, you're my favorite son.
JR in Odenton, what's up, JR? JR?
Junior.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin? Maybe I said it wrong. Maybe it's Junior. Kevin, what's up, man?
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. Well. How are you?
Great, man. What a great way to just get back into the game. You know what I mean? Winning the game. Cleveland did their thing. I mean, Pittsburgh has to be the dumbest team on this planet. They were so worried about Myles Garrett sacking their quarterback that they forgot whatever it's called.
Forgot.
They forgave going for the win. I mean, not my style or whatever, but yeah, man, great morning to just have a fresh, clean week to get into another football game for our Ravens. We got to let the past be the past, fellas, and we got a little bit in front of us. But good weekend for your team this weekend, Rob, by the way, man. That young lady with the point scoring, she's amazing.
Yes, she is. Yeah, Kiki Scott, 2,000 career points.
Do you love me?
He still has more than half the season remaining. She could get to 2,500. I'm going to go back to the weekend, though. I was more excited about the Browns winning than the Ravens winning. You know why? Because when the Ravens won, it was still the anxiety of what will the Browns do. So yeah. There wasn't a feeling of relief when the Ravens won. It was like, okay, we won, but this is only half of it. When the Browns won, it was a feeling of relief.
See, the Browns were my lock this weekend, whether the Ravens won or lost on Saturday night, understanding that the Steelers wouldn't have anything to play for necessarily had the Ravens lost. But it's weird the way, like, Pittsburgh has struggled there. What is it now? 1-6 their last seven there? Mm-hmm. It's not like Cleveland's been good.
I know they struggled, but I didn't know it was 1-6.
They're bad.
Bad there. And their kicker, he hates kicking there. Did you hear him talking about it during the game?
Yep.
He's like, before this game, he was like 1-7. This is unreal. It's just a weird, like, a lot of people don't like kicking in Pittsburgh for whatever reason. He doesn't like kicking in Cleveland.
Let's try this again. Odenton, JR. What's up, JR?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Sorry about that. I had a phone issue. I just want to defend Mike Preston and say these words. In the world of argumentation and conflict resolution, the person that has an unrealistic investment in the case, this being Lamar, they tend to fall for the illusion of performance over preparation. Now, if you were to change the narrative, and if Lamar was a politician, which are often viewed with a blue light, there will be no excuses for poor preparation. Change the narrative, you change the perspective.
I think it's interesting what he's saying, yeah, because, like, again, if you sit here and look at the results all the time and say, well, look at what he's doing when he's doing this, how much better could it be if you're working, if you're doing these other things? And again, like, there's so many people that are sitting here questioning whether Mike's article is true or not. Do you think he's lying, or are you upset that he said something negative about your favorite player?
I think he put his facts together based on the information that he has. Now, you don't necessarily have to agree with his conclusion, but you can't. To say that it's not true is suggesting that he made up sources. That's what you're doing. Well, that article's not true. Well, that means you made up sources.
Rob, is it just you and I talking?
Yes.
I ain't trading them. That's just stupid.
Oh, that's just dumb.
You never get fair value back for a player like that.
You're ridiculous here. I mean, that was the dumb part of the column. I mean, everything else was cool, but trade them? Like, come on, man. What are you
talking about?
Exactly, man.
But I never said they should trade them.
Oh, Mike. What's up, Mike?
I never said that. I never wrote that. What I wrote was explore trade options, and I explained that to you Friday. If you're going to bring a guy to the negotiating table, let's threaten him with a little bit here. I bet you he'll talk a little bit more if you say, we can get this, we can get this, we can get that for you, as opposed to,
I mean, we're just going to
pay you. Yeah, but the thing is, you can always negotiate those. Then you can throw those out the window.
Hey, Jeremy.
But if you pay him $75 million a year next season,
Jeremy, he said trade him. Yeah. Fan reaction at 9 o'clock on the other side.
He knows better.
AFC North report up next to the Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Three on the play clock. Rodgers out of the gun. Looking to the end zone, and it is incomplete! Incomplete and no flag! The Browns have pulled off the upset.
I didn't think we played poorly. We just didn't make enough plays. I thought they played well. I thought the game was kind of unfolding in the way that you would anticipate, but we never made that signature play that kind of got us over the hump that generally is the deciding factor in games like this, and we generally make them. We didn't make them today.
Now, I wonder – now let me ask this question first before we go on. Did Jaylen Warren leave the game because of injury?
I don't know.
Because if not, then Pittsburgh Steelers fans need to be asking the same question of Mike Tomlin that we asked of John Harbaugh for Week 16. Because that man had 12 carries averaging 5 yards a carry. 12 carries. Aaron Rodgers never looked good. And he threw the ball 39 times. 12 carries for a guy averaging 5 yards a carry. 39 attempts for a guy who averaged 4.3 yards per attempt. 4 yards per attempt. Why? In a game that was decided by a touchdown, why is Jaylen Warren not running the football more than 12 times if he's averaging more yards per carry than your quarterback is per attempt?
Why did they have Seth freaking Rollins on at halftime of those Christmas games? All right, and you see guys disappear like that? Come on, man. All right, the WWE.
Now, what did you tell me just now, Joe?
He came into the game with a hip issue.
Did he leave the game with a hip issue?
Well, here's the other point.
We all have issues in week 17, my friend.
He didn't practice at one point last week.
This has been predominantly a split backfield. I mean, I'd say it's been 60-40 in Jaylen Warren's favor, and game flow has determined who's in there longer, because what we've learned about Kenneth Gainwell is an excellent receiver.
Right.
I mean, he had one of the best catches I've ever seen 2 weeks ago. But I agree with you. Like, they weren't down enough to where you just totally dismissed
abandoned the run.
And Aaron Rodgers wasn't good enough to say, hey, we should be doing this.
Now, Joe, you answered my question about Jaylen Warren, and I'll go with that. So can I expand upon my – they had as a team 24 carries for 5.5 yards. As a team, 24 carries, 5.5 yards. Aaron Rodgers, 39 attempts, 4.3 yards an attempt.
Now they just run the ball every time.
As a team, they were running the football well.
Rob, can I also tell you, if you talk to Browns, we all think the Browns defense is good, right? You think it's good? Browns defense? Anybody? Yeah. Okay. So the past couple weeks, this is what they've done. They lost 23-20 to Buffalo. They gave up 31 points to the Bears. They gave up 31 to Tennessee. They gave up 26 to San Francisco and lost. They haven't been getting the type of... They haven't been stopping the run, which is where they've had their issues. And if you go back to it, you know, the Bills were running the football on them with James Cook. But to be fair, they've run the football on everybody.
Right.
The Bengals, they beat the Arizona Cardinals. Joe Burrow, 24-31, I'm sorry, 305, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He also ran the ball 3 times for a grand total of 2 yards. Joe Flacco came into the game and attempted 5 passes as well. This Bengal team, 6-10 right now. Who's on the schedule for them for next week? Is it the Browns? Okay.
Ravens got the Steelers. They got the Browns.
Yeah. So very disappointing. I personally believe, and I said this last week, I don't know whether you were on the show or not, I personally believe that sooner or later Joe Burrow is going to force his way out of Cincinnati.
I don't disagree with that necessarily. He looked happy yesterday. Jamar Chase had talked through the media saying, man, I ain't scored a touchdown since October 16th. You know what happened yesterday?
He scored.
He got two. He got two of them. And his first one was one where he catches the ball, makes the defender miss in front of him, sees another defender, spins around him, and then makes his way to the end zone like he was looking like Zay Flowers on that play. But I don't disagree with what you're saying. Joe Burrow looked excellent yesterday. He was basically just picking them apart down the field.
He does here's that most seven, of the time.
Here's 12, here's five. Let me hand it off to Chase Brown. Oh, he got 12. Boom. And then they dominated that game. That's why Flacco got in.
Can I throw something else in too, Mike? Yeah. Who is he throwing to in Cincinnati?
Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
Okay.
T. Higgins.
Who's the equivalent of that in the NFL?
No one. Well, you want a player that's similar to those?
No, that combination.
That combination?
Maybe the Rams?
I think close to it would be the Vikings.
Yeah.
With Jefferson and Addison?
If I'm Kevin O'Connell, I'm telling my front office, hey, man, just call and see what it would take to get Joe Burrow. Just call and see. He might not be happy.
He already said he was unhappy.
He said it.
Yeah, he came out and said, I'm not going to be here.
If I'm Kevin O'Connell, hey, man, just call and see what it takes. Just call. You never know.
I don't think they pick up.
Because if I'm Joe Burrow and I want out, that's a good situation to go into with those two receivers.
You treat it like the people during COVID. It's like, I don't have COVID. Did you get tested? No.
No.
How do you know? Because I didn't get tested. They ain't tell me. It's the same thing here. It's like nobody's calling for you, Joe. I think you might be right. They have to do some things to fix that defense. Yeah. But by the way, in yesterday's game, Trey McBride breaks the tight end reception record.
Mm-hmm. How many receptions does he have?
On the season?
Yeah.
He had 11 yesterday, I think. Yeah. I don't know how many he has on the season. But he broke the record, and it was funny because he needed two passes to break the record, and I think the one he got before it was a tip pass that he jumped up and got tackled.
Yeah, 10.
10? Okay.
Yeah. He has 119 on a year.
As a tight end.
119. Pepper, pepper, pepper.
Yep.
That's all they're doing.
The other team that, like, again, I know you talk about Miami because they need a quarterback, or Minnesota because they need a quarterback. But, like, I would look at Davante Adams and Puka Nacua as being close to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, any team that has two number one receivers, you're missing out somewhere else unless they're both rookies or in that first year, you know, first five-year contract.
Hey, Joe, what does Mr. Anonymous have to say about a Joe Burrow trade?
I would take one anonymous executive told CBS Sports it would take a Ricky Williams-type trade. So your entire draft to get...
Joe Burrow.
Worth it?
If I'm Minnesota? Hell yeah. if I'm Minnesota, yes.
Schefter also reported that teams are expected to ask, and the Bengals are saying they're not listening.
All right, you ain't got to listen.
La, 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 la.
I'll write it down. You can read it. Let's go to DJ in Baltimore. What's up, DJ?
Hey, what's up, man? This is DJ Voice, man. It's been a minute since I called. You know, I normally call to try to have some type of family reunion between me and Buffalo Zoe, but forget him right now. Listen, man, I was trying to I wanted to give a deflated game ball to Falele, man. You know, at the beginning of the game, I was like, okay, he's looking a little different. And then right after that, man, it's like he started doing the regular stuff that he normally does, and now I'm mad because – when I watch him play, I cannot get the theme music from Benny Hill out of my mind, man. And I just had to call y'all. Wanted to say, I pray y'all have a happy new year and all that good stuff, man. Y'all take it easy.
You too.
Same to you, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Around the NFL without MVPs at 915. But on the other side, more callers from you. I got Kai. I got Ken. I got Chris. I got Marcus.
Marcus.
All next on the Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.